Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You've reached the end of our show. And so, yeah, Cleo, just to finish up about Charles, you know, he would go through, like, moments of, I mean, I don't know if this is psychosis, but he would, like, refuse to bathe or change his clothes after, like, months at a time, you know, in addition to, like, being, you know, convinced that he was made of glass, his own, like, secretary, like, apparently tried to, like, cure him a bunch, like, okay. You know, so there's a, there were these two distinct, like, illuminated guidebooks to good kingship known as Peter Salmon's Dialogues, and that was, he wrote these books to try and teach Charles
how to be a good king
in case he ever forgot. Aww. You know, I know.
That's so cute.
I know, it's so cute and sweet, and, like, people were really trying. But yeah, so, the Bal des Ardennes, which was a the Ball of the Burning Men, okay. is what it translates to. So it was organized by a noblewoman in Bavaria to celebrate the wedding of one of her ladies in waiting, and so at her suggestion, the king and four other lords that came, you know, she suggested, like, the theme is wild, you know, whatever. So she suggested they dressed up as, like, wild men. So their costumes were, like, cloth, you know.
I wonder if this is where people get the idea for Burning Man.
Yeah, exactly. So they were covered in, like, cloth. It was, like, this whole thing. Like, their bodies were soaked in resinous wax and pitch to avoid, to hold a covering of the frazzled, like, hemp and stuff that they had, like, all over themselves.
Okay.
So they appeared shaggy from head to foot. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, at the suggestion of another noble, the king ordered a torchbearer to stand aside to the sides of the room. So, when the king's brother, Louis the First, Duke of Orleans, arrived late, approached with a lighted torch to discover one of the identity of the masqueraders, he accidentally set one of them on fire.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So there was panic as the flame spread. You know, the Duchess of Berry threw the train of her gown over the king
to protect him
because he was freaking out.
Yeah.
And several of the knights who tried to put out, you know, the flames that were burned, but, you know, only four of the wild men had perished. But yeah, like, this was, and this was, like, I think the last kind of straw for when they said his mind started to go. Because, like, after that moment, you know, he went on, like, a whole anti-Semitic rant against Jews and expelled them from France. He also, like, you know, his wife was struggling to kind of keep power because he was mentally ill, so she was the regent.
Yeah.
But eventually, you know, the Hundred Year War would happen with England, and I think it was Henry the Fifth of England. So he conquered France and basically had Charles sign a treaty that said, you know, I'm successor.
Crazy.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, exactly. Well, it's like a treaty that says I'm your successor. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be my son. And yeah, and that was the end of the reign of the Glass King.
Wow.
But yeah, like, I just thought it was so crazy to see how quick that this dude's, like, madness kind of, like, you know, came upon him.
Yeah.
Like, apparently he was just, like, a totally chill, like, loved dude.
Just one day.
And then just one day he, like, lost it.
Power corrupts.
I know.
Yeah, I really want to see a movie about...
Yeah,
like, but, like, where you act like you see it through his eyes, so you, like, see him
as himself, like, glass.
Made of glass. Yeah, and he's, like, terrified. And then he's
amazing.
Like, yeah,
I love it.
So fun.
That would actually be really good. Yeah. You should make it.
Warner Bros.
Yeah, Warner Bros. Yeah, exactly. But so, as it is the end of our show, we're gonna send you off with some three good songs. We got "We're All Dying" by Gob. La Aventure. I don't know how to pronounce it in French. Aventure. Les Aventure. I don't know. Yeah. Aventure. I don't know how to pronounce it. But
it's good.
It's a very famous French song, and I'm excited because this band, the Kingpins, are a Montreal-based ska band. Woo-hoo. You heard that correctly. A Montreal-based ska band. And so they're going to be singing in French, and it's going to be a good time. And then the last song we have is Taking Care of Business, the cover by DOA. Always
beautiful.
A classic. So thank you again for tuning into Working Title. And yeah, I wish you guys a wonderful week and
see
a wonderful weekend.
Next week.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, no, it wouldn't be. Well, yeah, next week, right?
Yeah.
That's what you said. Perfect. Alrighty. Well, later, guys.
Bye.
Is there a fly in here? I don't smell that.
Fellows.